Bring us this morning's message titled Rejected to Continue.
王牧师会带俾我哋今日信息，题目系被拒之后嘅坚持。
Let's prepare our hearts to hear from the Lord.
让我们去祷告，让我们的心能够听主的说话。
Lord, we ask that you would quiet our hearts.
主，我求你让我们能够宁静我们的心。
Open our ears.
打开我们的耳朵。
Free our minds.
让我们的意念能够去得到自由。
That, Lord, we be open to the leading of your Spirit.
以致我们能够跟随你圣灵的带领。
That we would see you.
看见你,
as you would speak to us.
当你同我们说话,
we ask this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名字去祈求。
Amen. Rejection is something difficult to receive.
怎样去接受一个拒绝是很难。
For example, when you get rejected from a job,
譬如说你见工失败,
it sort of ruins your day.
那你就会意志消沉。
Actually, ruins your days for many days usually.
甚至乎持續一段日嘅日子。
But you are comforted to know.
但係你可能會有啲安慰嘅知道。
That's because they really don't know you.
因為佢哋根本就唔真正認識你。
I mean, they base their decision on some abstract criteria.
佢哋嘅決定係基於一啲抽象嘅原則。
And they don't really get a chance to know the real you.
所以佢哋根本冇機會去認識真正嘅你。
But even that rejection sort of hurts.
但係仍然嘅呢個拒絕都係有傷害。
But it's understandable and sometimes makes it even bearable.
所以虽然是理解，但是都可以容忍。
However,
但是,
if that rejection comes from someone who is very familiar with you,
但如果那个拒绝是来自一些你很熟悉的人,
you know, the idea of being dumped by your girlfriend or boyfriend, for example,
譬如说被你男朋友或者女朋友抛弃,
now that's a lot harder to bear.
就比較難接受了。
This is the person that you said you really like them, right?
因為你曾經跟他說過你很喜歡他。
You might have even said, I love you.
你或者說過我愛你。
And that person might have also responded that they liked you a lot.
而這個人也都回應過他曾經，他都是很愛你。
And they might even said, I love you.
他們或者都說過我愛你。
Now, that rejection is a lot harder to accept.
就更加難去接受。
And that effect of that rejection has a lot longer last.
而呢个嘅拒绝所带嚟嘅影响就会更加深远。
Because it crushes your spirit.
因为佢直头去压你嘅灵。
And affects you, you know, in every aspect of your life.
会影响你生命嘅每一个部分。
And sometimes that rejection is so difficult that the person is sort of paralyzed emotionally and cannot move on.
甚至乎呢个嘅影响大到令到你嘅情感好似瘫痪，你唔能够去行前。
Rejection is difficult.
拒绝系艰难。
I don't know how many of us have experienced rejection.
我唔知道你哋有几多人经历过被拒绝。
Because sometimes we're so afraid of rejection that we're afraid to reach out.
甚至乎我哋因为好怕被拒绝，我哋直头都唔想去同人有接触。
That it keeps us from even putting ourselves in that position of.Getting rejected.
因为这样就可以让我们在一个位置里面，我们就不会被人去拒绝。
So as we look at this portion in Mark,
所以当我们看到马可福音这个部分的时候，
as we continue to look at the life and ministry of Jesus Christ,
我们继续看到耶稣基督他的生命和他的事工。
And it tells us that Jesus is now returning to his hometown Nazareth.
我们看到耶稣回到他的家乡拿撒勒。
Now, Jesus has been raised in this town for close to 30 years.
去呢个地方，佢系度过咗佢30年嘅成长。
This is his hometown.
呢个系佢嘅家乡。
And in his return,
佢翻到嚟嘅时候
，it tells us again that he goes to the synagogue.
佢就好似去其他地方咁样，佢就去到会堂。
This is what he has done wherever he has gone.
无论去边度，佢都系咁样做。
He goes there and he begins to teach.
佢去到嗰度就会开始喺嗰度教导。
He reminds us again that the purpose of Jesus' ministry on this earth.Is to teach the kingdom of God.
再次提醒到我哋知道耶稣基督喺世上佢嘅工作就系要教导关于神国度嘅事情。
So as he is teaching,
当佢去教导嘅时候
，it tells us this is how the people who were there, how they were affected. And it says they were astonished by his teaching. Because he showed wisdom. And they knew of his mighty works that he has been doing. So the wisdom of Christ and his miracles. It's understandable that the people were astonished. But this astonishment doesn't necessarily translate into belief. It doesn't mean that they begin to trust him. See, we see here the people from his hometown, they tempered their astonishment of Jesus. It is tempered by their human logic and human reasoning. So they knew Jesus from childhood. It tells us they know his family. And interesting enough, they call Jesus the Son of Mary. It's true. He's the Son of Mary. But they don't call him the son of Joseph. In the tradition of the Israelites, the son is always referred to as the son of the father. Even if the father has died, they still call the person the father, the son of the father. But you see here, they call Jesus the son of Mary. And what it was an indirect insult to Jesus. Possibly it was to imply that Jesus was illegitimate. We don't know if that was the actual case. But they called Jesus the son of Mary. Was to have some insult to Jesus. And they say, how could this carpenter, the son of a carpenter, be a famous teacher and healer? He's one of us. How can he be so special? We see in Romans chapter 1, and it says, and since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what they ought not to be done. They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They were full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They were gossips.
他们既然故意不认识神，神就任凭他们存邪僻的心，行那些不合理的事，专门了各样不义、邪恶、贪婪、恶毒，满身是嫉妒、凶杀、憎敬、诡诈、毒行。
In their hearts,
在他们心里面,
they probably could not,
他们不能够,
they did not,
也都不想,
to believe
去相信,
that Jesus, this nobody, could be so important.
一个名不经传的耶稣能够如此重要。
So instead of rejoicing at Jesus and all that he has accomplished, they resented it. Have you ever found yourself in a similar situation? You know, as a student, when someone gets into a prestigious. Thank you. I can never pronounce that word. You know, that really famous school. And they got promoted ahead of you. And you couldn't get into that school. Do you experience a tinge of envy? Especially if you think that you're smarter. And even if you got better grades, and you thought you were a lot more capable, are you filled with a sense of envy?
你有冇嗰一啲啲嘅妒忌咧
？Maybe at work，
或者喺工作上边
，You know your co-worker gets recognized，
你嘅同事得到认同
，and they get promoted ahead of you，
升职过你头
，and you've been there longer，
你又喺嗰度已经做到耐
，and you have even more responsibility than him，
亦都比佢有更多嘅责任
，and you're hardworking，
你好努力工作。
Do you feel a little bit of jealousy there?
有冇一丝丝嘅妒忌咧
？That you think it should have been me?
系应该我升噶嘛
？Now that ends up being a little sense of how the town of Nazareth felt about Jesus.
咁正正呢啲就好似拿撒勒呢个城镇入边对耶稣嗰种嘅感觉。
Maybe a little closer to home.
又或者已經靠近屋企。
Maybe your friend that you know，
或者你一個識著好耐嘅朋友。
They have a more loving and caring husband。
佢哋嘅先生咧就更加體貼又更加成功嘅。
And you thinking yourself， how come my husband not that way？
咁你就會諗點解我老公唔係咁嘅咧
？Do you feel a little sense of envy？
有冇有少少妒忌咧
？The heart begins to sort of covet。
咁个心里边有少少嘅妒忌。
I wish that was me。
我希望嗰个系我。
You know the danger of this sin is very subtle。
咁呢个罪嗰个危险咧系好隐晦嘅。
It can easily creep into your heart。
就系偷偷咁摄入你个心入边。
Because it ends up you form this justification for how you feel。
咁你就會形成咗你呢個感覺嘅一個藉口。
And you begin to justify the fact that, well, that only makes me want to do better.
咁你就會覺為呢個係藉口，就係我只係想做好啲啫。
But what is beneath that?
但係下邊嗰層係乜嘢咧
？Is it a sense of envy?
係咪就係嗰一個妒忌嘅感覺
？The grace of Christ is what brings you contentment in all that you have.That God has given to you.
基督嘅恩典就系在于当神俾我哋一切上边，我哋有呢个满足。
So we don't begin to rely upon ourselves.
所以我哋就唔应该再去单单依靠自己。
And we don't take away from the grace that someone else has received from Christ.
我哋都唔应该喺人哋从基督里边得着嘅恩典，我哋想攞过嚟。
In Hebrews chapter 13 it says.
希伯来书十三章咁讲。
Keep your life free from love of money and be content with what you have.For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
你们全心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为足，因为主曾说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
You can substitute anything for the word money.
你基本上用任何嘢都可以俾金钱去代替。
Keep your life free from the love of whatever.
喺你嘅生命里边，唔好再贪爱钱财。
Money might not be the only thing that makes you content.
金錢唔係唯一一個嘢令到你去感到滿足。
So what is it that you think would make your life content?
咁究竟乜嘢嘢係應該令到你感到滿足嘅
？In this passage, it reminds us what is the most precious in our lives.
呢篇嘅經文提醒我哋，究竟我哋生命裏邊最重要嘅係乜嘢嘢
？That Jesus.Says he is always with you and never will leave you.
就係耶穌呢度講到，佢話我總不撇下你，也不丟棄你。
That Jesus Christ is the most precious gift that you have ever had in your life.
耶穌基督係我哋生命裏邊得著嘅禮物之中最重要嗰一個。
So what would you desire more than Christ?
咁你有乜嘢能夠追求耶穌比追求佢更多咧
？Obviously, the people of Nazareth had a lot of things they wanted.
好明顯嘅喺拿撒勒嘅人裏邊，佢哋有好多嘢想要。
And so we see that it tells us that Jesus here marvels at their unbelief.
喺呢度我哋睇到耶穌基督對於佢哋嘅不信係感到託異嘅。
Someone, people that should know him.
呢啲應該認識佢嘅人。
They should be joyful of seeing what he has been able to do.
應該為佢所做嘅感到驕傲。
But he marvels.At their unbelief,
因为佢哋不信。
You know, this unbelief resulted in Jesus. It says, could not do many mighty works there.
呢个嘅不信导致到耶稣基督唔能够喺嗰度做一啲大能嘅工作。
Sometimes we misread this and misunderstand this.
我哋好多时候就错误嘅理解去阅读。
You know that unbelief prevented Jesus from being able to perform miracles.
就系佢哋嘅不信阻碍咗、阻止咗耶稣基督去行神迹。
There's a parallel passage in Matthew.
喺马太福音有一个平行嘅一个嘅段落。
Matthew 13.
马太福音十三章。
And it says, and he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief.
就系话耶稣因为他们不信，就在那里不多行异能了。
Helps clarify for us the understanding of this passage.
就帮我哋理清咗我哋睇马可福音呢度嘅意思。
Their unbelief kept them from actually coming to Jesus.
佢哋嘅不信其实就阻止咗佢哋嚟到耶稣嘅。
They did not even seek his help.
甚至乎唔喺佢嗰度去寻求帮助。
So it was not that he could not.
所以就唔系耶稣基督不能。
But he did not.
而系佢冇做到。
Because we see very clearly
that
Jesus did heal a few who were sick.
我哋睇到耶稣基督系着实去医治咗一啲有病嘅人。
That means those who were sick who came to him, he healed.
即系话嗰啲有病嘅人嚟到佢嘅跟前嘅时候，佢系有医到佢哋嘅。
People, relatives, and even his own family.
当地嘅人嘅亲戚，甚至乎佢自己嘅家庭。
Did not benefit from knowing Jesus Christ.
冇因为切实嘅认识佢而得到任何嘅益处。
Knowing Jesus from birth.
由佢出世嘅时候已经认识耶稣基督。
It's sad.
系好伤心嘅。
And very disheartening.
亦都好沮丧。
When your loved ones.
当我哋所爱嘅人。
You know the closest people to you.
最我哋最亲嘅人。
Even your own children reject you.
就算系你。包括咗你自己嘅兒女去拒絕你。
And so they are rejecting the love of Christ.
佢哋拒絕咗基督嘅愛。
Now, how could they doubt your love?
佢哋點解會可以去質疑你嘅愛咧
？You know, your loved ones, your family.
你對於家庭嘅愛。
Your children, maybe your parents.
對你嘅兒女，對你嘅父母。
How could they doubt your love for them?
佢哋點能夠去？怀疑你对佢哋嘅爱。
That they would think that you were trying to steer them wrong.
就系佢哋觉得你系尝试让佢哋行去一啲唔啱嘅地方。
That as you share with them the wonderful news of Jesus Christ.
当你同佢哋分享一个耶稣基督美好嘅信息嘅时候。
That they would think that you're trying to give them something false and fake and something that is, you know, that is not real.
佢哋就会觉得你俾佢哋嘅一啲嘢，呢啲系唔真实嘅，呢啲系虚假嘅。
How could they think that you're trying to harm them?
佢哋點能夠去覺得你係喺度傷害緊佢哋咧
？Have your love to them been carefully given？
你對佢哋嘅愛係咪一路都好小心翼翼
？Have your love been consistent？
係咪一路都係持久嘅咧
？Have it been obvious？
亦都係咪明顯嘅咧
？I know a lot of times in Chinese families, love is not overtly expressed。
我哋知道好多時候中國人嘅家庭裏邊愛咧係冇用個口講出嚟嘅。
You rarely hear Chinese parents say, I love you.
你好少会听到中国人的父母同仔女讲我爱你。
You know, they assume you realize that.
他们就会假设你知道的。
Because you provide food for them, you cook for them, you wash them, you do all kinds of things for them.
你给他们衣食住行，你跟他们洗衣煮饭，什么都做完。
So you don't think you have to say, I love you.
他们就觉得我不需要跟你说我爱你，你应该知道的。
A secret.
一个嘅秘密。
Young people like to hear, "I love you."
但系后生仔咧就中意听我爱你。
Right, young people.
后生嗰啲系咪啊
？And so it's important for us as older people.
所以牧师嗰啲老饼咧。
That's her words.
Sorry, my words.
Try and show in verbally and carefully that you love them.
我哋应该我哋老啲嗰啲咧吓，就应该尝试咧，真系讲出口啦，真系去持久嘅。我哋要去讲我爱你。
Love is something that we need to really express.
爱系真系需要去表达嘅。
So as we continue to look at this. Let us pray for the grace of Christ to enable us to love in a way that would be received well by those who we intend to love.
所以我哋即係停一停落嚟去祈禱，就係為著我哋能夠去愛嘅時候，懂得讓我哋嘅愛能夠俾嗰啲人好好嘅可以接納到。
So that our love will win them over for the Lord.
所以我哋能夠用呢個愛將佢哋贏翻嚟，去到主嘅跟前。
And so it tells us because of their unbelief.
咁喺呢度講到就係因為佢哋嘅不信。
And their rejection.
佢哋嘅拒絕。
We see that Jesus leaves his hometown.
我哋就睇到耶穌基督離開佢嘅家鄉。
Now there's no longer any record of Jesus ever returning to Nazareth.
喺聖經裏邊，我哋睇到冇任何記錄講到耶穌基督再翻返去拿撒勒啦。
But amazingly enough.
但係奇妙嘅。
This rejection from his hometown.
呢個係嚟自家鄉嘅拒絕。
Doesn't stop Jesus from continuing to carry out the purpose that he came to earth for.
冇阻止耶穌基督進行佢喺地上嘅使命。
It tells us he continues through the villages and to teach.
睇到佢為逐條村逐條村嘅去教導神嘅福音。
Now Jesus has experienced many setbacks in his ministry.
耶穌基督喺佢嘅事工上面係遇到好多嘅阻攔。
And much often is by some determined opposition and much unbelief.
係更多嚟自因為一啲嘅定義嘅對抗同埋更多嘅不信。
See, Satan always tries to put roadblocks for the kingdom of God.
撒旦喺神嘅角度嘅工作上邊一定會擺好多嘅難阻。
Now this began even at the very birth of Christ.
由最初喺耶穌基督出世開始已經係咁樣。
And as he was growing older, we see Satan always trying to stop the work of Jesus Christ.
當佢一路成長嘅時候，我哋睇到撒旦喺每一個地方都想去阻撓佢嘅工作。
So do not be surprised.
所以唔好感到驚訝。
When the world throws everything at you.
當呢個世界掟曬所有嘢喺你面前。
That they try to stop you.
去嘗試阻止你。
It's nothing that is unusual.
絕對唔係一啲唔平常嘅事情。
And actually, there's no avoiding it.
無可代避。
You will face that opposition.
你一定會面對呢啲嘅敵擋。
And so you need to be ready for that opposition.
所以對於呢啲敵擋，你就要準備好。
And you know you can't go naively thinking everybody will welcome you nicely.
你唔可以天真咁認為每一個人都會好開心咁去歡迎你。
They didn't welcome Jesus.
佢哋冇歡迎耶穌。
Why would they welcome you?
點解佢會歡迎你咧？
So Matthew 16 it says.
所以馬太福音十六章咁講到。
And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
我還告訴你，你是彼得，我要把我的教會建造在這磐石上，陰間的權柄不能勝過他。
No matter how great the opposition you will face,
無論你面對嘅敵擋係有幾大都好，
it will never stop the advancement of the kingdom of God.
從來都唔能夠阻止到神托國度嘅拓展。
That is God's promise to you.
呢個係神對我哋嘅應許。
And we can take that.
我哋可以揸緊呢樣嘢。
To the bank, they say.
去阻攔佢哋對我哋講嘅説話。
So God is giving His people an assurance.
所以神就俾佢指民嘅呢個確據。
So that we will never lose heart.
所以我哋就唔會失去初心。
Will not give up in the face of determined opposition.
面對呢個阻攔，我哋唔會放棄。
And if you have tried to bring the gospel to people you know,
而之後當你去將福音帶俾你認識嘅人嘅時候，
I know you have you experienced that opposition.
我知你一定經歷過呢個嘅反對。
Jesus says, "Do not give up."
耶穌話過，不要放棄。
Because He is with you.
因為佢與你同在。
He promises the kingdom of God will continue to advance.
佢應許過神嘅國度會繼續嘅拓展。
See, our natural reaction to rejection and opposition is to shrink back.
當我哋面對呢啲嘅困難、呢啲嘅拒絕嘅時候，我哋嘅正常反應就係退後。
See, Jesus did not.
耶穌冇做到。
He was determined to continue.
佢係繼續嘅要行前。
And so he actually now begin to sort of expand his work.
反而佢將佢嘅工作更加去擴大。
So Jesus calls his 12 disciples.
所以耶穌基督就呼召佢嗰十二個門徒。
And he personally has chosen these 12.
佢個人嘅精挑細選。
And now he sends them out.
然之後佢哋派佢哋出去。
And he tells us he sends them out with authority over the evil spirits.
佢就話派佢哋出去嘅時候，俾佢哋有權能係大過呢個嘅撒旦。
The authority that he had, he demonstrated as he freed the man that had a legion of spirits controlling him. And he freed that man from that evil spirits.
佢之前亦都將呢個嘅力量去展現過出嚟，就係將嗰個好多鬼附身嘅人去。
And so now these 12,
so 呢十二個人
were given authority that comes from Jesus himself.
就有得著耶穌基督本身的能力。
That they could overcome the agents of Satan.
他們就能夠戰勝撒旦的代表。
Now this power,
這個能力,
as great as it is,
雖然是這麼大,
pales in the comparison of the power that all believers have in Jesus Christ today.
但相比於我們今天所有信徒的能力是黯然失色的。
That you and I, who believe in Christ, have power that is even greater.
你和我相信耶穌基督，我們的能力更大。
In Ephesians chapter 3 it says,
以弗所書三章這樣講
到, Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us.
神能照著運行在我們心裡的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超過我們所求所想的。
Believers in Christ have power that was even greater than that was given to the apostles.
耶稣基督现在的信徒的能力比当日十二门徒所拥有的更多。
And that power is in the person of our Lord and Savior, the Spirit of Christ.
我们的能力就是来自于耶稣基督他的圣灵里面。
And so we need not be afraid.
所以我们不需要害怕。
We have to be good representatives.
我们要成为好的代表。
See, as they are sent out, they were representing Jesus Christ.
当他们被差遣出去的时候，他们是代表耶稣基督。
Now, we are to be good representatives.
我们要做好的代表。
Now, a good representative doesn't keep quiet.
好的代表就是不会保持沉默的。
You know, the Bible calls us his ambassadors.
圣经里面叫我们就是使者。
And we are to therefore stand in God's place in wherever he sends us.
就是说当神派我们去哪一个地方的时候，我们就要代表他。
And so as good representatives,
所以好的代表。
We're not to let other things get in our way.
就不会让其他的事情去阻拦我们。
To keep us from the purpose that we have been sent out to do.
阻拦我们去被差遣出去要达成的目的。
And so it's important as a representative of Christ.
所以作为基督的代表。
That, you know, what we do, you know, the words that we speak.
我们所讲的言行。
You know, not only the words, even the tone of which we speak.
不是单止我们讲的说话，甚至我们的语调。
When you share Jesus Christ,
当你去分享耶稣基督，
do you do it with sort of hesitation and doubt?
你是不是有迟疑呢？
Or are you confident that what you are sharing is the best news that the world can ever receive?
定是还是你很有信心讲到你所想去分享的东西，是这个世界不能够给过他们的。
That this is so wonderful in your life.
这个是在你生命里面是很美好的一件事情。
That the gospel is there with power.
福音里面是有大能的。
So how are you representing Jesus Christ?
所以你怎样去代表基督？
Are you doing a good job when you let your personal fears get in the way?
你会不会因为你自己的害怕去阻碍你呢？
When your personal fears keep you from proclaiming Christ.
你的本身的害怕阻碍你去宣讲耶稣基督的福音。
And if that's the case,
如果是这样的话，
then what you're representing is the world and not Christ.
你想代表的是代表这个世界，而不是代表耶稣基督。
It becomes the goals of the world and the ideas of the world.
你代表的是这个世界的目的，这个世界的概念。
The disciples were to be received by the people they would visit.
使徒怎样被当地人去接纳？
As the representative of Christ, they would be received as Christ himself was coming to them.
怎样去接纳？他们就代表他们怎样接纳耶稣基督来到他们。
And it tells us that clearly that Jesus would tell them they were on a mission, they were not on vacation.
很清楚讲到就是说他们是做的是一个传道，不是去放假。
It's interesting. The instructions that he gives them.
很有趣的，我们看到当耶稣基督给他们的指令，他们。
They were to take minimal personal supplies.
他们要拿最少的行装。
They're not on vacation.
他们不是去度假。
You know, when you go on vacation, how do you pack?
你去度假，你会怎样去执行你的？
You pack everything under the sun. You think that you might need, right?
你任何饮到了要需要用的，你都抌晒落个行李入边
啦。I remember on our first cruise, I had two king size bags.
阿牧师去游船行的时候咧，拿了两大袋嘢去。
And you know, everything I thought I might need.
一啲佢只要谂到佢会用嘅嘢。
It was a 7-day cruise.
七日嘅啫。
I used less than half of one suitcase.
佢一个行李嘅一半嘅嘢都用唔到。
But see, when we think we're on vacation, we pack a lot.
当我哋谂住我哋去度假嘅时候，我哋就会带好多嘢。
Jesus says, "Take very little."
耶稣话到，佢话你攞最少嘅。
Basically, only take a staff.
换句话嚟讲，佢话就系你攞支杖。
To help you as you travel on the roads.
就系当你行嗰啲路嘅时候，你有支杖可以帮你。
And he says, you rely upon the people that to welcome you into their homes. You visit them in his name. It was to lighten their burden. To lighten them from their personal needs and their personal concerns. You know, those personal things that easily hinder them from doing the work of God. It tells them, don't worry about the way you dress. You don't have to take two tunics. Do we worry about the way we dress when we go to go and work for doing work for Jesus? Sometimes we worry about all sorts of things, right? Personal things. How many of us worry about how our house looks?
You know,
you got to make sure my house is neat, nice and neat. Before I can go out and do something else. Maybe you worry about the amount of money you have. I need to work overtime because so I can't, you know, proclaim Christ because I have busy making enough money to live on. And Jesus tells them, you don't have to take even your wallet.
耶稣这里就讲到他连银包都唔使带。
Because you are to be received and taken care of by the people you visit in his name.
因为你就会因着他嘅名字去被去接待佢嘅人去款待你。
He wanted to keep them focused upon their mission.
去想去聚焦于佢哋要传道嘅工作。
It is an urgent mission.
一个很急切的传道,
that they were to bring the good news of Jesus Christ,
就是将耶稣基督的好信息告诉他们,
the kingdom of God,
神的国度,
and repentance from sin.
和罪的悔改。
They were not on a social visit.
他们不是礼节性的探访,
so they weren't, you know, to go from house to house.
不是做家族户的,
they were there.
他们在那里,
and they were to stay at one place if they were welcomed.
如果他们受欢迎的话, 他们就只是留在一个地方。
And they would stay there until they finished the work that they, God had sent them through.
直至到他们完成神给他们的工作。
See, the purpose that we see of Jesus
我们看到耶稣那个目的是什么呢?
Was to usher in the kingdom of God.
就去迎接神的国度,
to expand his kingdom.
去拓展神的国度。
And the kingdom of God will start for no man.
而神的国度就会开始于,
will not be stopped by any man.
不会由任何人去阻止的。
And says, if they were not welcomed,
如果他们是不受欢迎的话,
they were to therefore not waste their efforts.
他们就不会浪费心力。
They would therefore, it tells us, to go therefore leave.
他们就会去离开。
And it's interesting how he tells them to leave.
也都很有趣,你看他如何叫他们离开。
They were to leave, it says, by shaking their feet basically of the dirt that was there.
他们基本上就话俾佢哋知道，系要将脚上嘅尘土去踢走。
See, this was a Jewish tradition.
呢个系一个犹太人嘅传统。
That if they were to visit a Gentile place,
即系话如果佢哋去探访一个外邦人嘅地方，
when they left that place,
佢哋离开嘅时候咧，
they would shake off the sand from their feet. In other words,
換句話來說,
it's in recognition that that was the place they were visiting was to non-believers, people who were not part of the of God's chosen people.
即是說出一個認知，就是說這裡的人不是神所揀選的子民。
In other words, there were people outside the grace of God.
換句話，他們就是神的恩典以外的。
And so this too would be the way the disciples would leave the homes of or the places that did not receive them.
所以也都因为这样的缘故，那些人如果去不接纳那些门徒，他们也都会用这样的方法离开。
In other words, they were refusing the saving message of grace that is found in Christ Jesus.
他们就会将这个耶稣基督里面得救的信息的拒绝，不给他们。
So Jesus was giving them a lesson.
耶稣基督也都给一个功课他们。
To give them the reality.
就给一个事实他们知道。
To prepare them that they will be accepted by some and rejected by others.
预备他们知道他们会被一些人接受，但同时间会被一些人拒绝。
Because even as he was rejected by his own hometown,
因为就算他自己都被他自己家乡的人去拒绝。
The lesson was to diligently bring the message of repentance.
个功课就系话我哋要不断努力将呢个得悔改嘅信息去传开去。
To those who won't really want to hear it.
去俾嗰啲想听呢个信息嘅人。
And to move on.
去继续。
For those who do not want to receive the message of God's grace.
去继续就离开就话嗰啲人如果唔想听呢个信息的话，我哋要离开。
See, God doesn't want them to be disappointed.
神唔想佢哋去失望。
But for them to continue to carry out the purpose they were sent.
却是因为想他们去继续去完成他们之所以被差遣出去的目的。
To save the lost.
去拯救失丧的。
And so Ezekiel says there, Ezekiel 11.
在以西结书十一章这么讲到。
And I will give them one heart and a new spirit. I will put within them, I will remove the heart of stone from their flesh and give them a heart of flesh.
我要使他们有合一的心，也要将新灵放在他们里面，又从他们肉体中除掉石心，赐给他们肉心。
God wants us to realize
神想我们明白
that it is the mercy and grace of Christ
是基督的恩典怜悯
that changes people
改变人
not our doing
不是我们所做的
It's important to understand this
明白这件事很重要
that we bring good news
我们去带一个好信息
and we're doing what God instructs us to do
我们做神所指示我们要做的
andBy His grace, we will see God's gracious hand at work.
凭着祂的恩典，我们会见到神恩手的工作。
So the disciples were told to preach repentance.
所以门徒被教导就说他们要宣讲悔改。
And they were blessed to being able to cast out demons.
他们被祝福，也都有能力去驱走这个恶鬼。
And it says they were able to heal many who were sick.
也都医治很多患病的。
They did that work because they did not allow their own personal lives to hinder them.
他们之所以能够做这个工作是因为没有因为他们个人的需要阻挠他们。
We are also,
我们同样,
to not let the possessions and cares of our worldly lives,
没有因为我们关顾这个在世上的生命的一切拥有或者工作,
to keep us from doing God's work,
阻挠我们去做神的工作。
How much time have we devoted to carrying out God's work?
我们用多少时间花在做神的工作上面呢?
You know, time is one of those great indicators of what's,Important for us.
时间是一个很好的证明，话我哋对啲乜嘢嘢系看重嘅。
When you're on, for example, when you're on a cruise.
譬如话我哋去游船河。
You spend a lot of time eating.
我哋牧师花好多时间食嘢。
And so you begin to see that what's important to me on a cruise.
我哋就睇到有乜嘢对牧师系好重要啦。
But the time that we spend and what we do tells us the priorities of our lives.
但我哋用咩时间就亦都睇到我哋生生命里边乜嘢系重要嘅。
You know how much time do we spend in God's work?
我哋究竟花几多时间去做神嘅工作咧
？I mean that can include all sorts of things.
亦都可以得出好多嘅结论。
How much time do you spend in God's word? That's part of God's work.
你嘥几多时间神嘅工作就系神嘅工作咯。
How much time do you spend in prayer?
我哋嘥几多时间用去祷告上边
？How much time do you spend in serving God in the church？
喺教会嘅事工里边，你用几多时间
？How much time do you spend sharing, encouraging one another in cell group？
你喺小组入边有几多嘅时间去互相嘅鼓励
？How much time do you spend bringing the good news to others in your neighbors？
用几多嘅时间将呢个好嘅消息去话俾你嘅邻居知道
？You get an idea of what's important in your life。
呢啲都系喺你生命里边好重要嘅事情。
Time is a great indicator.
时间是一个好好的指标。
And so, you know, according to God's instructions,
我们看到神那个的带领指引,
we're not to let our plans, our goals hinder His plan for our lives.
我们不应该因为我们的目的, 我们的要求而阻碍了神的工作。
We need to pray for the Spirit of Christ.
我哋需要为到耶稣嘅灵去祈求。
To enlighten our minds.
以致我哋能够心灵得到兴盛。
So that we can follow His will.
我哋能够跟随佢嘅旨意。
It does mean we need to spend much more time in prayer.
换句话，我哋要花更多嘅时间去祷告。
And we see that in the ministry of Christ and the life of Christ.
我哋睇到耶稣基督喺佢生命里边嘅事工上边。
He did this throughout his entire life.
佢喺整个嘅生命里边。
And we see in Mark 14,
在马可福音十四章,
Jesus says,
耶稣这么说,
Abba Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will.
Abba 父啊, 在你凡事都能, 求你将这杯撤去, 而不要从我的意思, 只要从你的意思。
Jesus was about to face the biggest crisis in his life.
耶稣基督将要面对他一生里面最艰难的时候。
As he was about to go to the cross to die for your sins and my sins.
因为他将要走上十字架的路上，为着你和我的罪的缘故去钉死。
He prayed.
他去祈祷。
And he asked that that cup would be moved from him.
他就恳求这个杯能够去撤去。
And now we understand that we were facing that situation, we would be on our knees crying, tears flowing out of us, asking that we would not have to face that.
如果我们同样身处这个境况，我们都一样会跪在这里流泪，去恳求这个杯能够去拿走。
But Jesus said, not my will, but your will.
但是耶稣说的却是不要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。
God's will for your life.
神的旨意，我们的生命。
Is to proclaim the coming of his kingdom.
以致他的国度能够得到去宣扬。
The wonderful love of Christ.
耶稣基督美好的爱。
Is that your will,
是不是你的旨意呢?
That you are following,
你去跟随呢?
Or are you going to follow the will of Christ?
你会不会跟随耶稣基督的旨意呢?
God wants us to know that we will face rejection.
神要我们知道我们一定会面对拒绝。
But as representatives of Christ,
但作为基督的代表,
that rejection is not of us.
那个的拒绝不是因为我们。
Is the rejection of Jesus Christ himself. No, as he is offered in the gospel. That's good news. And so when one rejects that news, they're not rejecting you. It is that wonderful love of Christ that they're rejecting. Because as he comes into the world to pay for the penalty of our sins, so that we can be reconciled to God. And that is the God that they are rejecting, that the God that they have offended. And their rejection brings them therefore under the judgment of God. So let us remember, we are called and sent out into the world to be his ambassadors. Let nothing in this world deter us from doing God's purpose in our lives. To fulfill the great commandment. Let us come before the Lord as we ask that he would grant us grace to do so. As each one of us, therefore, are given an account for the hope that is in us. That when someone asks us for that reason, that we're able and ready to give it. Let us spend time before the Lord. Dear gracious Heavenly Father,
亲爱天父,
thank you for your forgiveness.
感谢你的饶恕,
thank you that you are faithful.
感谢你的信实,
Lord, you know our weaknesses.
你知道我们的弱处,
but you have provided for by your grace.
凭着恩典你却供应,
that we are able to do what you have called us to do.
以致我们能够做到你呼召我们所做的。
Strengthen us, we pray.
我们恳求你加强我们的力量。
For we know that it is difficult to do what you have called us for.
因为我们知道要做你呼召我们做的事情是艰难的。
But we thank you that nothing's impossible for you.
感谢就是因为你无事是不能。
That you can use our lives.
用我们的生命。
As a wonderful witness to your grace.
为着你恩典作美好的见证。
So we ask that you may do so.
所以我们恳求你让我们这么做。
Granted, we pray.
求你去赐予我们这么祷告。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名字祈求。
Amen. Let's all rise as we would sing our last hymn in response.